Welcome back to Your Daily Dose, Bob and Nick. I'm so happy we're once again joined by my wife, Patty Cantillo-Codges. Today we dig into Patty's history as a registered nurse and an advanced registered nurse practitioner. I've been so entertained and moved by the many interesting and heartwarming stories Patty's brought home to me during the last 39 years. Now I'm excited that you get to hear some of them too. Enjoy. So you have spent your whole professional life as a nurse.
Yes.
You have done every single kind of nursing that I can imagine, except for pediatrics.
Actually, I doubt. Okay, go ahead.
Did you dabble in pediatrics?
Well, when I worked obstetrics that short time, I would sometimes float up.
You'd
to
see
the peds
a baby.
I'd float up to the peds for. Sometimes they would. So we had young children. We had one young child at the time. Sam hadn't been born yet. And when you worked obstetrics and pediatrics, were under the same supervisor. And I would sometimes do doubles. Not doubles. It was a 12-hour shift. But if you took 4 hours more on, you remember this? You got the whole next day off. So if you could hang in for 16 hours, you got the whole next day off. So sometimes at 4 hours, I got bumped up to pediatrics.
Wow. Interesting.
So I've never done intensive care nursing.
Okay.
Unit nursing. Okay.
But I would say that the number of kinds of nursing that you haven't done is maybe just a little less than the kind that you have. And you are now focused on Alzheimer's and dementia and the clinical research end of the business, but you spent a good 3.5-4 years in direct patient care for those patients. I just want to know what are the things that you've learned, the big things that you've learned being a nurse your whole life about human beings?
I can still learn from the human beings every moment. I think I know exactly how something's going to go, and I want to give my advice, but they have different ideas. Mm-hmm. So even though you can try to compartmentalize people, and not that that's a good thing, but if you're treating someone medically, you want to kind of put them in, well, this, because this is what we do for people with heart disease, and this is what we do with people in this stage of life. So that does not always apply. Most people are family units, especially, now I've worked with older adults most of my career. That's important. And it's a family unit. You're not just treating one person. There's a family that comes attached to that one person.
Yep.
And social circumstances affect their health and well-being. Mm-hmm. So that was more than one thing, but those are the big takeaways.
Those are good things. That's the thing. Your brain, your family, your socialization affects your actual health. And if you discount that, then you can't care for the whole human being.
Right? Correct. When I say social, I should also say socioeconomic. We all know that, but can have a huge impact. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you about a patient I talked with on the phone very recently. And I promised I wouldn't tell anybody his story, so I'm going to alias him.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to call him Joey Bag of Donuts. All right.
Okay. Love it.
Because Joey Bag of Donuts did in his younger life, he lived up north, and he, let me say how I learned about Joey Bag of Donuts. We're talking, and I'm going over his health history with me, and I see on his health history that he has hepatitis C. And I said, Joey, is this true? You know, because I'm trying to verify, you know, do you have this? Do you have X, Y, Z? Do you have hepatitis C? He said, oh, yeah, bad tattoos. And then so later we're talking. I said, you know, I normally don't do this, but do you mind telling me why you were in prison? How did you know I was in prison? Well, you got your hepatitis from bad tattoos.
I mean.
And it's not, not that that's the only, you can get bad, dirty needles anywhere, but that's.
Sure, sure. That Detective was Patty's on the case.
And I normally don't ask people that. He was so genial, the whole conversation, I felt comfortable enough to ask him that.
Yeah.
So he shared with me that, yes, he was a bookkeeper for crime families. He'd been in and out of prison a few times, and that was his interesting background.
Wow.
So wait, a bookie or a bookkeeper, like an accountant? Because accountants with prison tattoos?
Bookie.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good clarification. I thought the same thing, actually.
Yeah,
bookie.
He took a dark turn.
I think accountants with tattoos is a good idea.
Too, like little ledgers on their shoulder stuff would be kind of
like
cool.
I like that. Like Excel, the Excel logo.
Debit me, baby. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. So he was a bookie.
See, and this was a person I just got to meet once. Bob will tell you, I did home health for many years. Loved home health. Why? Because you got a slice of everybody's life.
Yeah.
You go into people's homes, right? And you cannot help but learning about them.
Oh,
and
most people, why do you collect this, or where did this come from?
And if you take interest there, they love telling you about them.
And you mentioned Detective Patty, because I believe in the home setting, that was one of the great assets that Patty had, was she steps into your environment and can absorb lots of stuff about you. Like, I mean, she specializes a lot of times in meds, so seeing how people keep their meds can teach her how to help them to better manage their meds. But she learned so much more than that. And the stories she would come home with, I say to her all the time, you need to write these down, or just make notes and let me write them down. Because she came home when we were very early in our marriage, this very grateful family. They were, I believe they were Middle Eastern. And she came home with this tinfoil meal that they insist they would not let her walk out the door without, this meal and a pair of little earrings with little blue dots on them. It was not like, you know, big expensive anything. It was sweet little personal gifts. And when you open the tinfoil, there are these fish with their eyes looking right at you that we were looking at saying, culturally, we've never eaten fish like this before. But you couldn't help but feel that they loved her so much and what she did for their family that they felt so much gratitude. They had to give her something. And there were a number of instances. We had the older gentleman in his 90s, the artist, who she expressed that she liked a chair that in his house. And he's like, you take this chair. And, you know, it's like little things like that. It's more personal than most transactions and interactions in the professional life.
I want to add, I did try not to take gifts because you couldn't professionally.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But sometimes, like the fish, they had cooked and waiting for me. And you cannot not take that.
Yeah.
And the earrings. So I worked for what was Florida Hospital Home Care then. It was Advent Health. And back in the day, you could not wear any jewelry but a watch. You could not wear rings. Yeah. You could not wear earrings, necklaces.
Only two different colors, black and blue.
They were very, very stringent. So they noticed I had holes in my ears because I had pierced ears, but never had earrings. So they very much were so proud because my ears needed earrings.
You're walking around with naked ears.
Yeah, I was.
And clearly a place to put earrings.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They were delightful. Why their gratitude was because I care for them, but this is just talking something culturally. They were here and they spoke Arabic. And this was going back 35 years ago, and there weren't as many Arabic-speaking physicians at the time. They had one person in the family who could translate. I can say zishuk, which is thank you in Arabic. That's the one word I took away, or something very close to that. I might have butchered it. And so they did not like their physician. They felt their physician was not treating them well. So I just did a little homework and found a physician who spoke Arabic who was willing to take them on with her medical problems. And they thought that was amazing.
It was amazing.
I found them another one, and there was another doctor, and it was a she doctor, actually, female doctor, and they loved her. So
she doctor.
A she doctor.
I like a she doctor.
Yeah, I love that show. She doctor. Smash. Heal.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Like Bob, I love these stories, and I admire Patty for what she does and how she helps people. There's a lot that I can learn from her, and I'm so glad I get to call her my friend. Have a great day.